Delegate Maggie McIntosh is among the most highly regarded lawmakers in Annapolis. WYPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith says that's much to the benefit of Baltimore. And McIntosh is set to have even more influence in the next session of the General Assembly. Fraser comments in his weekly essay.
Having labored for years to save the Bay, Maggie McIntosh turns now to matters of the purse. How Maryland spends the taxpayers' money is about to become her new job one. She takes over as chair of the House Appropriations Committee at a moment of great challenge. The Baltimore delegate takes over when cuts in spending are in the offing. Unless handled carefully, cuts could undermine values such as public education. House Speaker Michael Bush needed a proven leader. The committee's current chairman, Delegate Norman Conway, lost in November's election. His vice chairman, Delegate Jim Proctor, was also defeated. McIntosh, a former member of the Appropriations Panel, stepped into the breach at Bush's request. She takes over at a moment of political friction. The Assembly will be coming to terms with a Republican governor, Larry Hogan, who has promised to cut taxes and reduce spending. McIntosh's new job comes with a sharp twist. One of the taxes Hogan wants to retire soon is the stormwater remediation fee, passed by McIntosh's committee and derided by opponents as the, quote, rain tax. Though a relatively small hit on the taxpayer's wallet at $39 a year, it came to symbolize the popular anti-tax anger. In her new position, Delegate McIntosh will assume the role of chief protector of Baltimore's interests. She'd had that responsibility before. Now she's in a position to speak even more effectively for the city. McIntosh follows in the long train of city representatives in high assembly positions. With population loss, the city has lost clout in decision-making councils. Her personal relationships and her adroit handling of complicated issues makes her one of the state's most important lawmakers.